The state's Board of Fish last week heard testimony over proposals to open and close a number of areas in Southeast to commercial fishing for Dungeness crab. Some proposals seek to end commercial harvests around some Southeast towns, but there are also attempts to reopen some closed commercial spots. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
One commercial Dungeness closure is proposed for the north end of the Wrangell Narrows near Petersburg. Mitkoff Island resident Denny Heimdall said he wanted to have some part of the waterway closed to the commercial fleet.
I am for the intent of that proposal, which was to have an area near Petersburg here where personal use people, sport fishers, could go and get a Dungeness crab without risking their gear during commercial fishing seasons or being after the commercial fishing seasons when there is no crab there.
There are currently 16 closed areas in Southeast, many of them nearby communities, to allow better crab catches for Southeast dinner tables. Commercial fishing groups and individuals testified in opposition to any new commercial closures. Petersburg crabber Mark Jensen said the Wrangell Narrows is not facing a problem with its crab numbers, and he said a closure would impact the local fleet.
A lot of those boats are skiffs that need to fish in protected waters. And if you close this area, commercial fishing, you're going to displace them. Either that or they're going to have to make a bigger investment and buy a larger boat so they can go out and compete with grounds that are already getting overfished, crowded. And one of those reasons is from predation by sea otters.
The board considered a similar proposal for the Wrangell Narrows in 2003 and did not adopt it. Board members have several other commercial closure proposals to consider this year. Those include proposed closures at Naugatuck Bay on western Prince of Wales Island and around Kaufman Cove on the eastern shore of Prince of Wales. There's also an attempt to reopen some areas the board has already closed. Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance, a commercial fishing group, is seeking to reopen a fall crab fishery near the Prince of Wales community of Whale Pass. The group's proposal says summer residents are not around to crab during the fall season. However, Whale Pass resident Johnny Thompson testified against that reopening.
I've been in Whale Pass for probably, since 94. I was there before they closed the bay up, and we didn't have any crab. When they closed the bay, you can catch crab. So it's a matter, there's 57 people living in Whale Pass right now, and every one of them was at the board meeting and asked me to come here, and every one of them asked that the bay stay closed because they remember when we could catch crabs, and they also remember when we couldn't.
And Jackie Tyson, a resident of Mitkoff Island, also spoke against that Whale Pass reopening.
Balancing the resource between commercial fishers and subsistence and recreational users is tough, but I feel we need to preserve small closed areas that are near our towns. They provide easily accessible historical and unique fishing experiences. They could serve as protected baseline areas where populations are relatively undisturbed populations of crab.
Commercial fishing interests are also seeking to reopen other closed areas. Pete Roddy, a Sitka commercial crabber and salmon troller, supported a reopening of Shake Bay south of Angoon. The board closed that area to commercial dungey crabbing in 2006.
The premise for the closure was that people of Angoon needed a place to subsistence fish, and that there was nowhere closer, such as Hood Bay, since there were no crab in Hood Bay. The premise is false. There are crab in Hood Bay. And over the 20-some years I've been fishing in Shake, I've really never seen any subsistence use. I've only seen charter boat and lodge people.
Roddy also said he supported a separate proposal seeking to close areas to sport fishing for Dungeness that are already closed for commercial crabbing. Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance has also submitted a proposal to reduce the bag and possession limits for sport caught Dungeness and Tanner crab. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.